This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, feels a bit like summer again today, but AccuWeather says it might rain on our parade. Meteorologist Matt Benz joins us now with an update on the forecast. Matt?
Yeah, that's right, Donna. Watching for the threat for showers and thunderstorms here as we head through this afternoon and evening. Most of this activity, though, well north and west of the city at the moment. Those we head through the late afternoon, especially into this evening, we'll keep an eye on the sky for any thunderstorm that could bring us a downpour, maybe some gusty winds, especially north and west of the city. And it's a rinse and repeat cycle here for tomorrow. More showers, though, a bit cooler. Highs only in the 70s by tomorrow afternoon. Donna.
All right, Matt Benz, and we will get back to AccuWeather in less than 10 minutes for the full four-day forecast here on 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. Well, things are getting worse at Newark Liberty Airport, where we're seeing another day of delays and cancellations, mainly due to ongoing air traffic control staffing issues. Now, the airport's biggest carrier has pulled the plug on about 10% of its daily flights in and out of Newark indefinitely.
Travel plans left up in the air after United Airlines cancels 35 round-trip flights every day out of Newark Liberty Airport starting this weekend.
I'm gonna tire.
Just terrible.
Travelers I spoke with say they didn't know about the cancellations until after they got to the airport.
We arrived early, and then I tried checking, and then the machine blocked.
United blaming FAA technology and a shortage of air traffic controllers, but those stuck at the airport just want to get on a flight.
Settle the argument, get me where I need to go.
United is rebooking passengers without a penalty. At Newark Liberty Airport, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Almost a third of the air traffic controllers at Newark walked off the job this week, complaining of major tech issues. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy promised the Trump administration will fix the issues, but no word how soon that might happen. Meanwhile, the flight disruptions continue to grow. We're up to 181 delays already today at Newark and almost 70 cancellations. The NYPD raiding a smoke shop in Brooklyn last night, seizing more than 1,100 pounds of illegal flavored vapes. This happened at the Flamingo Grill in Borough Park on New Utrecht Avenue. Workers at the smoke shop claim this was a misunderstanding. They deny selling illegal products. One summons was issued, but no one was arrested. Well, New York is now among more than 100 cities where Tesla and Amazon workers are staging protests. Organizer Alice Hugh telling 1010 Winds it's part of an effort to highlight tech billionaires working with President Trump to cut jobs and services for working families.
It's really important that we highlight struggles that workers face against greedy corporations. We're going to have Amazon workers with us demand, fairer job conditions, safer job conditions, and fairer wages and benefits.
The protest kicked off at Elon Musk's Tesla showroom in Manhattan. It ends at Jeff Bezos' Flatiron penthouse. Well, New York's Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai is making OpenAI's educational platform available to all med and graduate students.
The rollout of GPT-EDU is part of a wider curriculum revamp at Mount Sinai, according to Dean of Education, Dr. David C. Thomas.
It's our obligation to really teach students to be prepared for, medicine in the 21st century, right, going forward.
OpenAI has collaborated with universities and med schools like Mount Sinai to ensure robust safeguards are in place to protect student and patient privacy. GPT-EDU is built to be fully HIPAA compliant.
correspondent Tom Hansen. Well, the man who ran the New Jersey arm of the Genovese crime family has been released from prison after 36 years behind bars. Louis Bobby Manna is 95 years old now. He was serving an 80-year prison sentence for a series of crimes, including plotting to assassinate John Gotti and his brother Gene. He was granted compassionate release from a federal medical prison in Minnesota this week. In recent years, he suffered from lung cancer, Parkinson's disease, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and other medical conditions that have left him frail. His lawyer says Manna will spend the rest of his life under the care of his stepson in Bayonne. Well, the NYPD providing federal immigration authorities with an internal record about a Palestinian woman who they arrested at a protest outside Columbia University last year. That information now being used by the Trump administration as evidence in its efforts to deport her. 32-year-old LaQuah Cordia lives in New Jersey. She was among the earliest people jailed in President Trump's crackdown on non-citizens who took part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Police cite Cordia with disorderly conduct, but the charge was dismissed weeks later and the case sealed. She was detained during a voluntary check-in with immigration officials in Newark in March, then flown to an immigration jail in Texas. In a statement, an NYPD spokesperson said the department received a request from a federal agency related to a criminal investigation and shared relevant information in accordance with the city's sanctuary city policies.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.